Doctors that will enable the church to reason with sense, communicate, and act. This new revolution will allow the civil township to affect our surroundings and to communicate the data to the world in new and dramatic ways. Besides processing data, the church tomorrow will process such things as temples, emotions, life, and knowledge. Or, AI is not correct on this slide. The book is titled MEMS and MOMS, Technology and Application. The 10 points for this MEMS, M-E-M-S, stand for. This is a concept you can't convert, but you can buzz in at no cost. Time. Micro-electromechanical systems. No bonus will be asked there. Concept number 8. For a quick 10 points, tell me the name of the 5-letter Unix command that reduces the size of an executable binary at the cost of being able. Strip is correct. 10 points. Your 30 point bonus. I will give you. Cheers. Your 30 point algorithm bonus. This algorithm is used to render a straight line with pixels and is named after a professor at Winthrop University. It works by minimizing the total error between the ideal line segment and what's actually drawn on the display. It was first announced in a 1965 paper entitled Algorithms for Computer Control of a Digital Plotter. Resonance algorithm is correct. One of the few algorithms you can explain visually. Oh, there's Cephalus. And that's a microelectromechanical system with the new job of hardware bugs. So, we are on to concept number 9. We all know that spam is unsolicited mail. According to the Jargon file, what is the snack food name for a message that is excessively cross-posted? It's the name of a processed cheese food. Yeah. Yes? Your answer, please. Cheese Whiz is not correct. No points lost, but I finished the question, but I turn it over to the other team.
You can't request it, all right?
I have finished the question. It's the name of a processed cheese food. Okay, well, it's fine. The answer is Bella Pita. The Jargon file spams the message merely too frequently posted, and the Lita is merely excessive.
I think you're agreeing
with me, though. I think so, too, because even things, if a message is both spam and Bella Pita, it's called Bella. And Bella Pita, you don't get Bella. I can't argue with the Jargon file. Alright, it's also number 10. Under this policy, most effective trademark-based domain name disputes must be resolved by agreement, court action, close enough, it's the PRP, so 10.
Hey, you're 30.
That's possible.
Oh, the last one! Oh, he's not here the last one. You're all gonna screw us.
Yes, he is.
We're the losers here.
You thought that before. Wait until we get this bonus. For those of you who weren't here last year, I had a toss-up question in which people had to answer Shark as a RC computer. In exchange for that, they got a bonus where they had to mention firmwares and viruses. And early on, Ricard, for some number of points with this team, 8 worms. So that was the number of Shark bonus from last year. This year is even better. Open source is spread to many areas. There's open source biology, open source economics, open source physics, open source governance, but it hasn't yet spread to anatomy. And you can understand why. I think it's either Emo Phillips or Stephen Weiss who made the obvious yet unsettling observation that all their organs operate in complete darkness. It's tough to achieve transparency in what's probably the most closed architecture of anything on Earth. But then how can Mr. Red thought that? 20 points, beginning of the 30 point bonus. Name the project sponsored by the National Library of Medicine to create a digital atlas of the human body. Any answer? this a few more. So, he's still my full-time now. Now, 5 points nominate someone.
Yeah! Eat it! Eat it!
You know he's gonna just give like 5 bucks or something.
Hey, 5 years.
Over. Okay, correct for 5 points. So you can get someone on your team, so you will at least get partial credit. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about something called plastination. Plastination is a process that replaces the fat and watery animal tissue with plastic. The result is tissue, tendons, muscle, organs, and veins that are let's say, living creatures. Those skin or transport skin were not there at all. In fact, they can even stand up without the need for a skeletal system. And, oh, I have some pictures. So here's a plastinated man playing chess, an actual person who died and was converted to plastic. Let me show that. I don't know if you got one on chess, perhaps the wrong thing. This is actually a pregnant woman who died and placed it in a luring pose. Here is actually the originator of plastination, Dr. No, he's not wrong. He's a German. His name is Dr. Professor Günther von Hagens. And you see a plastic figure there, where you see a kind of musculature on the side, and it looks like the right hand is cupping, I guess that would be the liver. And you can see kind of the viscera, the brain inside that. Now, for 5 more points, I have here an organ donation form for plastination. I'm in contract, and I want you to sign it. You can still convert.
It's not in your name.
Signature with full name and surnames there. And inside, there's lots of stuff.
There's
lots of stuff for allocation, but I can just Google for that. Please do sign it.
No,
okay, you got to find yourself. The moderator has to be red glass. So, can you sign
it? I do it.
You know what? You
know what you mean I'm in the dark room? So you're the dark fair.
Wait, is that the government?
It's 5 points.
Mortal
remains 5 points. Peripheral, if you select About from the main menu, that enter button for a couple seconds, the breakout game appears on the screen. The answer was the Apple iPod. Toss up number 12. Wireless local area networks exist in one of two modes. The first mode is called infrastructure mode. Ad mode is correct, that is the other mode. So 10 points. Renew is believed. According to domainstats.com, how many domains have been registered worldwide as of 7 a.m. last Friday? I'll give you 30 points if you're within a factor of 2, 20 points if you're within a factor of 4, and 10 points if you're within a factor of 10.
150 million
will get you 10 points, because the answer is 30,646,113.
Give me a 5 points,
I'll tell you that. You know, like, I've never seen also, number 13. For 10 points, name a language for describing two-dimensional vector and mixed vector raster graphics in XML.
Oh,
SVG, or scalable vector graphics, is correct. Your 30-point bonus. A company called 9X sells this monitor system. I'll give you all 30 points if you're within 20%, 20 points if you're within 35%, and 10 points if you're within 50%. 12,800 by 2048. The answer is 140,000, so 100,000 will get you 20 points.
They're getting us.
Toss up 14 is still anyone's game. Toss up 14, this three-letter acronym is the abbreviation for an organization devoted to promoting the scientific study of the sounds of language, and also for the pronunciation alphabet that they espouse. The acronym is also used for a particular type of pale ale.
IPA
is correct. Your 20-point bonus. In August of 1992, some members of SciOutline and AllThatMusic.English got fed up with people who tried to describe how words were pronounced by reference to how they had to pronounce other words. Linguists get around this problem with IPA, which unambiguously describes how words are pronounced. But IPA uses all sorts of funny characters that aren't in ASCII. Unicode includes all the IPA characters, but for now we have to make do with the Usenet IPA ASCII transcription. For 5 points each, I'll describe an IPA character, and you tell me the single letter ASCII representation. So first, the buff sound is in baby or rhythm. An ASCII character, yes? An ASCII character.
Dollar sign
is not correct.
It's lowercase e.
Next, sh, as in shy, mission, machine, or special.
Schwab, not that bigger. F, lowercase
f. Uppercase s.
S.
Sorry.
Wait, 7 to f or 8 to f?
7 to third, the schwab. The up sound in banana, collide, abut,
or so you have lowercase s.
No, that would be an F sign. And finally, the op, the, or at, the at sound. Is it map, mad, mad, and gay? At. That was the last one. No, that would be an ampersand. So, and the final toss-up. Yes, that technology is a long one. Begin quote. My hope is that in the future, this is the future perhaps, the computer will need only one wired communication technology. It will provide power on the connector, like USB and FireWire, so it can power small peripheral devices. It will use IP packets on the internet, so it provides wide area communications for things like email and web browsing. But it will also use zero-conf IP, so that connecting local devices is as easy as USB or FireWire is today. Now I have done with the question. People ask me if I'm seriously suggesting that your keyboard and mouse should use the same connector as your internet connection, and I am. There's no fundamental reason why a 10 megabit per second Ethernet chip costs more than a USB chip. The problem is not cost, it is lack of power on the Ethernet connector, and until now, lack of auto configuration to make it work. I would much rather have a computer with a row of identical universal IP communications ports, where I can connect anything I want to any port, instead of a situation where the computer has a row of different sockets, each dedicated to its own specialized function. End quote. 10 volts. What is the name Apple gives to this technology? A three-letter word of French derivation meaning meeting. So French word that means meeting.
Rendezvous.
Rendezvous is correct. 10 points. And your quick 20-point bonus. If you were traveling at a nanoparsec per micro fortnight, about how fast would you be going in inches per second? Or you want to go within a factor of 2? And 10 points if you were within 2 words.
3.76.
3.76 would be 20 points. Show you what sort of prizes you're going to be getting. I'm glad to say that this quiz show was brought to you by ActiShade, if you couldn't guess it from some of the questions. Winners will get an ActiShade water made from the mountain spring in Vancouver, Canada. An ActiShade mug. The ActiShade. Good point, I won't throw it. If I'm saying you don't know Pearl, you don't know Dick. The Active Pearl 5.6 pub reference and a t-shirt. Yes. No rabbit on this one.
Thank God. Hey, you didn't have to sell our bodies for the minutes. That's
okay, you guys
didn't have to talk.
We sell our bodies for 2 different reasons.
You don't need more glory, so.
The defending champions will also get $100 of O'Reilly books or with 5 books Safari subscriptions. That's what we had done last year. And 10 books Safari subscriptions. And you get half that. So 5 books Safari subscriptions or $50. And so I also want to thank the O'Reilly folks who made this possible, Michael Morris, Gina Flavor, Dean McMillan, Nathan Perkins, and Jim Chappell. The Ashton and Damien Conway. A big thanks again to ActiveState. Also thanks to the AV crew, Good Company Productions. And that's that. So congratulations to our...
Thanks to John.
I'm just chatting with them, so I'm going to take a seat and do some chatting. Yeah, that is. Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'll just send my little email.
Okay.
I just want half a second to share with you. 2.5 minutes.